Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to cover something that's rather brief, but I feel rather important during this time of uncertainty within the Catholic Church. So, let's get started. First, I'd like to point out that I'm saying this as sort of an outsider looking in. I say sort of because while we're all Christians, both Protestants and Catholics, I'm not Catholic, and so therefore, this is not the issue of not having a pope right now, and the whole conclave thing is not something that is deeply on my heart, but I did feel that I should point out something more relating to the political discourse surrounding the selection of a new pope rather than the selection itself. And that would be, there's been a lot of talk in the media on both sides, as to whether there's going to be a liberal pope or a conservative pope. And I'd like to point out something real quick. And it actually relates, it's actually a larger phenomenon I've noticed when it comes to a lot of international issues and even issues across different time periods, like when studying history, is that we, especially in America, tend to want to map modern American politics onto international, global, or even historical American issues and phenomena. And it can make for an interesting thought experiment at times, but I feel like it's often used in the wrong time and place. So, like, for example, you had people trying to say that the issue in the Middle East between Israel and the Gazans, you had people trying to say that somehow mapped onto American politics, that that the issue of Palestine, as the left calls it, was somehow a left-coded issue. And that's how, that, among other factors, is how you ended up with the gays for Palestine or whatever it was, which is basically chickens for KFC. And when it comes to this, too, you have people trying to say, is it going to be a liberal pope or a conservative pope? But the thing is that, you know, you're talking about a religious leader, not a presidential candidate or a senator. So, and if you're like me and you've read the whole Bible all the way through, now I've not read the extra books that the Catholic Bible has. I've only read the 66 books of like the regular Bible, but I've read the Bible all the way through. And the Bible, yes, it does give very clear statements on some issues, some of which the liberals do like to ignore. I'm not trying to say that to put them down. It's just a reality that, you know, the Bible says this, and then they claim, oh no, it doesn't, or they ignore that it says that. Like, for example, on homosexuality, it's just what they do. It's an observation. I'm not making it up. That I've seen them do it. I've seen them ignore these things or try to act like it contradicts itself or whatever. And I wish it wasn't that way, but it is. It is what it is. And I calls it like I sees it, you know? But if you read the Bible all the way through, it does not read as a vote for Trump or vote for so-and-so text, because it's not that. it's God's word, and God, I don't believe that God is a member of, I don't believe he's a card-carrying Democrat, I don't believe he's a card-carrying Republican. I do believe that he's very clear on a lot of issues that have come up in modern society and political discourse, but he himself does not, he himself would be a political independent, because he's above all of that. He's the King of Kings, and he's a spirit, so he does not live in this world. We are, and like, if we are his children, we are supposed to be in this world and not of it. And so, I don't think that issues of religion, whether of the, you know, of the Bible itself or just of the churches and such, I don't believe that those map perfectly onto American politics. On either side. Now, granted, I am pretty conservative for the most part, and a lot of my beliefs are based on the Bible, but, like, again, if you read the text itself, it does not read as vote for so-and-so. And it's not supposed to. And so, yeah, I've noticed that, like, people will try to also do this where they will talk about somebody that lived in 1804, and they'll say, well, this person who lived in 1804 is problematic because he didn't support voting rights for hippopotamuses or whatever it may be. And it's like, I mean, he lived in 1804. I mean, that's not the same exact issue that we're talking about here, because that's actually related to a similar phenomenon called presentism, where people think that, oh, the present is superior. People living in the present are superior to people that lived in the past. But they are related, because when you try to map modern politics onto people who would be completely confused and flustered if they were tossed into our modern world because they lived 200 years ago, which is not a knock on them. I mean, if I was tossed into the year 4,278, I'd probably be completely confused. And I actually would say that it's, you know, when you try to map modern politics onto people who did not live in this time period, not only is it misplaced, it's a misplacement, just like it's a misplacement when you try to map American politics onto Russia, Ukraine, or the Middle East. It's also, you know, I would argue that it's at least borderline sinful to do so, because, you know, as I've said, I believe that God has an ordained time for every individual and every species. And so, the species thing, I'm only mentioning because I have said it before. They're related, but they're not the same thing. If you want to know more about that particular claim, you can listen to my episode, No Coming Back, which is about the issues with quote-unquote de-extinction. However, let's get back to this main topic, and that is, I believe that, you know, God has a time for each of us. He has made each of us to be born in this time and not in the year 264 or the year 7,758 for a reason. He didn't just randomly roll the dice and say, okay, you're going to be born in the year 600. No, he knows, he is omnipotent, and he has a plan that we can't always understand, but it's still his plan. And because of that, he has decided, based on his infinite wisdom, and people use that phrase sarcastically a lot, I do too, but in this case, I mean it unironically, in his infinite wisdom, because he is omniscient, he has calculated, he has figured out that You know, he knows whoever, he knows what's going to happen. He knows every person that will exist and every person that has existed. And so he has figured out that based on everything he knows about each person, he knows when would be the best time for that person to live. He had a reason, even if we can't understand it as humans, why he decided that you would be born in the year 2025 and not in the year 2525 or the year 1525. He's not just picking names out of a hat. And so when you try to either in rhetoric or to physically, if we could, physically bring someone back and make them live here, when you try to do that, you are then putting that person, either rhetorically or literally, in the wrong time. And you are therefore, if you physically brought them back, you would be interfering actively with God's plan. And if you just rhetorically bring this person back to the 21st century rather than the past or the future where they live, will live, or have lived, then you are at least, you know, you're bringing them out of the time that God intended for them to live. So, while you're not physically bringing them back, so you're not actively interfering with his plan, you are at least, you know, trying to judge this person according to standards that are impossible for that person to meet. And you are also, you are also disregarding the fact that God put that person in his own time for a reason. Like, he put Thomas Jefferson in Thomas Jefferson's own time and not in the year 4700 for a reason. And so I just wanted to address that. That instead of trying to see if an international, actually global religious figure is going to vote for your candidate, if he could, which he can't, but if he could, maybe you should instead focus on whether it's going to be a biblical pope or a biblical, if we're talking about a different leader, a biblical other person. And if you're talking about international politics, instead of trying to say Ukraine is the Democrat side, Russia is the Republican side, maybe instead you should just come to your own conclusions about Russia and Ukraine. It doesn't have to be a political issue in the sense of, I mean, you can have opinions about it without mapping American politics onto it and assigning a saying that all Republicans have to, or all Republicans are automatically on the Russian side, even those of us like myself that think we should stay out of it. Because I'm not saying we should get, we should intervene on behalf of Russia. I'm just saying it's not our issue. It's not our problem. And if you are more liberal, that does not necessarily mean you have to put a Ukraine flag. You can if you want, but you shouldn't feel like you have to, because guess what? You're not Ukrainian. You don't live there. So that's basically my take that, we live in an age where people are in such a rush to politicize everything that they just, they sometimes make judgments that are misplaced because they try to make things that are international, global, or historical into American issues. And specifically try to force that square-shaped peg into that round hole of the two-party system. And I think it's annoying, and sometimes, I wouldn't say scary, but it's definitely, it's not good, okay? So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, or at least that you've become more informed by it. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, the iHeart Radio. I'm sorry. Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and Audible, and the RSS feed. Please contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSC Pod. And please pray that I'll actually be able to talk next time. And if you'd like, you can also send me an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. And pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.